I can make any remote control work anything, said Terry proudly. Well, excuse me for trying to be helpful, said Coco, looking out of the window.
She suddenly flung herself on the pile of cushions the guinea pigs had used to bounce onto the sofa. Then she raced across the living room carpet, along the landing, wriggled backwards down the stairs into the kitchen, scuttled across the floor, and was just about to leap out of the cat flap when it was shoved open from the outside. A red scooter ridden by a handsome silver and black guinea pig landed on the doormat, on top of Coco.
You could have knocked, said Coco, picking herself up.
Señor, Ita, panted Eduardo. I no time have for the knocking,
he gasped between each word.
Could you breathe or talk, instead of doing both quite badly at the same time?
She chattered crossly. Eduardo didn't seem to have noticed her new bow either. Coco had a bad habit of sometimes being mean to people she really loved. She was mean to Fuzzy, her hutchmate. She was mean to Eduardo, whom she secretly liked. And sometimes she was even mean to the Queen, with whom she used to live at Buckingham Palace. Eduardo started gabbling in Spanish because he didn't have time to work out what he wanted to say in English. Eduardo spoke Spanish because he was from Peru.
Whoa! Slow down!
Fuzzy had come down to the kitchen with Terry to find out what was going on. Eduardo repeated what he had just said, this time in English.
In the copse, there is a huge monster.
Eduardo lived in a cozy burrow in the copse at the bottom of Fuzzy and Coco's garden.
It is eating my house.
Eduardo started to say that the monster was yellow and black, but the other guinea pigs didn't hear, because they had dived out of the cat flap almost as fast as Eduardo and his scooter had dived in.
That's not a monster. It's a digger, said Fuzzy when the guinea pigs arrived at the copse.
Haven't you ever watched the Digger Channel? What Fuzzy hadn't expected, though, was to see a digger crashing over the flowers and ferns of their beloved copse. This shouldn't happen. The copse was a quiet place. The loudest noise they'd ever heard out there, apart from Eduardo singing, was a butterfly's burp. Now there came a noise even louder than the digger's engine.
Right, mate. I'll make a start tomorrow. I'll have this place clear before you can say sausage sandwich.
It was a human voice. The guinea pigs looked up. Just above the giant rubber wheels of the digger, in the cab of the monster machine, sat a little round man with red cheeks, shouting into his mobile phone.
I reckon I could fit half a dozen houses on here.
Half a dozen? Exclaimed Fuzzy. There's not even room for 10.
Maths was not Fuzzy's strong point.
Half a dozen is 6,
said Coco kindly, because she was kind most of the time.
Even one house is too many,
said Eduardo sadly, scooting up to join them.
Too right, said Fuzzy, stamping his paw.
Ow!
Said Coco, because he had accidentally stamped on her paw.
Sorry. We need to do something about this, said Fuzzy.
We are too small, said Eduardo. Even I, Eduardo Julio Antonio del Monte, freedom fighter from the mighty mountains of Peru, cannot fight the giant metal machine.
Maybe not, said Fuzzy. But we can tell others. We can get help.
Leave it to me, said Coco. I'll go next door and have a word with your mum, Terry.
Terry's mum, Bonoffi, lived next door with Terry and her 13 other kids. Coco and Bonoffi were friends. Bonoffi was also brilliant at doing Coco's hair and was bound to notice her new bow.
She can tell your brothers and sisters, and they'll tell their friends, and they'll tell their parents. And before long, you'll have reached all the guinea pigs in Strawberry Park.
Good idea.
Not, said Terry.
He pulled his woolly hat down over his ears.
Well, we could just put something about it on the internet and reach about 6 million guinea pigs instead.
That's it, he cried. We can organise a protest. It'll be mega.
Coco glared at him. She wasn't.